Invasive species in the news this week. For instance, the BC government has announced they're working to remove invasive smallmouth bass up near Campbell River. It's actually in Echo Lake, which is near Campbell River. They say that these smallmouth bass were introduced illegally into that lake, and they kind of want fishermen to come and help fish them out, which is kind of fun. So you might have seen that story in the news. But let's talk a bit more about invasive species like this. My guest is the executive director of the Invasive Species Council of BC, Gail Wallen. Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and thank you for having us.
Remind us again, I mean, it's kind of all in the name, but remind us about your group.
So invasive species are things that don't belong here in British Columbia. They've come from afar, and they've come by usually people moving them in, sometimes intentionally, sometimes accidentally. But they're not part of our native ecosystem, our natural ecosystem. So when they're introduced and flowing in, they often don't come with their predators or whatever keeps their populations in check. So there are things that we don't want, and they cause us huge environmental damage and often extreme economic damage.
In the case of Echo Lake here on Vancouver Island, talk a bit more about what happened here with these smallmouth bass, and I guess explain that fish to us.
Okay. So the smallmouth bass is not native to British Columbia. It's a lot of people like fishing it, so it's been introduced to a number of lakes in British Columbia. It's actually native to Eastern North America, but it doesn't belong here. So the only way it would have got into Echo Lake and some other lakes in BC is when people did a live release, which is absolutely illegal. There's huge fines for it, and it's really bad for the environment. So when that happens, a population gets established, and they're robust breeders. Like, they produce a lot of eggs per year, and they can produce more than one time per year. They can have multiple spawns. So you get this non-native fish that basically explodes in population, and then it competes with all the native habitat that's there, all the native fish, and it outfeeds some of our native fish species, and it will actually even prey on, like, young salmons, which is really important to our communities, our culture, etc. So for an invasive species, we don't want it here, which means don't release it, illegal. But then right now the ministry is looking to reduce the population, and they've been starting to manage it and have removed a number of from last year.
Yeah, and I did enjoy this call that went out this week, encouraging anglers to come out, dust off their tackle boxes, come on out to Echo Lake and try to get rid of these fish. What do you make of that move?
I think it's a double-edged sword, because, yes, we want to get the smallmouth bass out, and the ministry will go in and take some more aggressive action to remove them. But the only reason they're in the lake is because they've been introduced most likely by fishermen looking for a fishing experience. So there's a part of me that goes, okay, now go in and fish them and get rid of them. But we also don't want to encourage a fishing sport for smallmouth bass in BC, because that's not a native species. So
we don't want people to get to like it too much.
Exactly. That's the challenge. That's why we have so many invasive fish and plants, because people think they should add them to our ecosystems.
And the smallmouth bass story out of Echo Lake is an interesting one, and we've been talking about that this week, and the ministry's been putting a focus on it. But this must just be one example of fish like this that are introduced into lakes for sport and then kind of go wrong.
Right. Basically, when you introduce most things into the native environment here that don't belong here, and I use a goldfish as a perfect example that many of us can relate to, it doesn't belong here, but people keep releasing it, and then it becomes established, just like the smallmouth bass. So, yes, we have smallmouth bass introduced to a number of lakes in the Thompson, the Okanagan, even one in the Cariboo, which is where I call home. And, yes, once you've got something in the aquatic environment, it's really hard to get them out of there, because we have very strong restrictions about protecting our water and our lakes. So I know that, when you're looking at invasive fish, we can electrofish them out, et cetera, but the big message to everyone is don't release them. Actually, if you see somebody releasing anything into the wild, actually, you're supposed to report it into the RAP line, and there actually is rewards for a lot of illegal releases through the BC Wildlife Federation. So big thing we can do is be great stewards and make sure that our neighbors and friends aren't releasing, and make sure absolutely do not move fish from one lake to the other.
What other fish do we have here on the island that have been introduced like this? I mean, we stock rainbow trout in a bunch of lakes and streams. Are they a problem?
They're an introduced species for sure in much of the province, but they're not really out competing a lot of our native fish. I'm going to use goldfish as an example. You actually have goldfish in a number of lakes on the island, and the goldfish, that little tiny thing that grows on your counter, you know, will become easily the size of a football when you drop it into an outdoor lake. And when they start spawning and populating, now you've got a whole population of goldfish, which doesn't belong there, that's competing with all the native fish and out-competing the native fish that are there. So you're actually changing the ecosystem. So I use that as an example because many people might not know a smallmouth bass unless you're a fisherman, but most people know a goldfish. So both equally have problems to the environment, and we can make a difference on those.
We're talking about invasive species with my guest, who is with the Invasive Species Council of BC, Executive Director Gail Wallen. And there you go. Smallmouth bass in Echo Lake near Campbell River. As some focus being put on that invasive species this week by the BC government working to remove them. While I got you here, it's springtime. What else are you thinking of when it comes to invasive species?
Well, a couple of things that are right now, many people are getting out in the gardens. We're having an early spring and early summer. So one of the things for sure you want to be aware of is that you're not planting any invasive plants. And many of them are still sold in stores or in small retailers. You want to make sure that you're not planting the English ivies or the spurge laurels or what you think is, you know, rapidly spreading, low maintenance. Those should be signals to you that these plants may be a problem. Because once they're in there, it's very difficult to get invasive plants out. So be alert. We've got a PlantWise program called Grow Me Instead. It tells you, here's an invasive species. Here's some good alternatives that you can ask at your garden center. So you can be really helpful and be by making sure we're not planting invasive plants while we're getting ready in the garden here.
I feel like we generally have been a bit better about that. Like, I don't know how many people plant English ivy in their gardens as much anymore because we kind of know that that is such a, it's kind of taken over the world in a sense around Victoria anyways. What are some other kind of big ones that maybe you don't know about that you should avoid?
Well, you have a lot through the lower, or through the southern Vancouver Island. You've had giant hogweed, which was absolutely a garden plant, you know, 3-4 meters tall. It's being eradicated in many areas because it actually can cause you to go to the hospital. So giant hogweed is a classic one that you don't see so often. Spurge laurel is another one, sort of exotic looking. Definitely don't want it because, again, it can put you in the hospital. The other common one that we may not plant, but we might buy bouquets with, particularly as you're going into grad season, et cetera, with baby's breath. Baby's breath can be very robust and it can take over lots of different areas. So there's a, you know, English ivy, yes, we used to have it on the Empress. It does a lot of damage to your buildings. It outcompetes many things. But you can take also, you can take so many other species, and including species like baby's breath, and if you put it in your compost, you have the high risk of moving it to new areas. So, you know, another one that we all know that we don't garden with normally anymore is Scotch broom, which, you know, Vancouver Island's covered with, and many groups are working to remove it. So those are, Scotch broom was planted here intentionally because somebody wanted the touch of the old country. And now you can see it's a perfect example. If you know it, it's, you know, a yellow flower and it's along many roadways. It is actually hugely flammable. So in the times when we care about forest fires, you don't want Scotch broom on your property. So don't plant it, don't move it, and actually remove it so that it's not flammable if you do have a fire incident.
Talking invasive species with my guest, Gail Wallen, Executive Director of the Invasive Species Council of BC. Hey, thanks for your time today. I've enjoyed the chat, and we'll talk again, I'm sure.
No problem. Thank you, and be invasive wise.